Nicola's got a point about something entirely different. Good morning, Nicola.
Good morning, Frank. Thank you very much for letting me come on your show.
Not a bother, Nicola. What's on your mind?
I was quite upset over the weekend, and this, I don't want this to detract from the importance of what you've been talking about this morning, but I just felt that I would like it highlighted, and obviously thought of Frank Mitchell. I was driving the car out of my road on Saturday, and on the pavement there was this large bird. I'm assuming was either a rook or a crow. And because it was in such an unusual place as well, and it looked as though it had something on it, I stopped the car and got out to make sure that it was, that it was either alive or what have you. And when I went over to the path, this bird had been taped up with sellotape all around its wings. And it was quite warm to touch, and obviously hadn't been sort of dead for any amount of time. So I actually picked it up off the path because I found it really quite upsetting to think somebody could have done that. Now, obviously, haven't seen anybody. I don't know how it got to the path particularly. But looking at the way that it was evidently a deliberate act of taping it round.
Is there any possibility? Is there any possibility that the bird could have been in among litter and wrapped itself accidentally around a lot of sellotape that maybe had been discarded?
No, because it was actually it was on a Saturday. There was no rubbish about at all. And I get your point there completely, because obviously, unless you actually see something, you have no actual factual things to go by. But it was on the path, completely free of litter.
So your worry would be that someone actually had the bird and wrapped sellotape around it and just threw it out of a car or whatever?
Well, quite possibly. I mean, I've no idea where it could have come from. You just don't know, do you? But it just, to me, looked like an act of somebody had got the bird and had done this. Now, part of its face had been damaged, and I'm assuming maybe a dog had got it or something. But it was quite sort of fresh, and I was just wondering if I'm obviously going to get people who've obviously become a little bit silly going on about it. But I just think that if we're all a little bit more vigilant on the wildlife side, you know, because things do happen, and It actually didn't look very nice, and it would have been extremely upsetting to a lot of people, and especially children who are sensitive to animals.
Yeah, totally. At any point, Nicola, did you take a photograph of it?
I did, and I've been trying to send it through to your show, and I'm not very good. I'm totally hopeless on my phone. I did send some. I was talking to one of the gentlemen on the phone, and I'm going to try and send it again after I've spoken to you to see if I can actually, just for you to actually just see it. I did take photos, yes, I did.
Can you email from your phone? Can you, like, as opposed to just sending it as a photo message, can you just send a standard email?
I don't know. I've never done it, Frank. I can try.
Okay.
I'm totally, I can just about find my way to make a phone call and a text message, Frank, you know. But I have got photos. I can show you the photos. They're not nice. And really, I just sort of, you know, if somebody did do that deliberately, you know, what sort of person would even want to do it?
It's a very, very good question. The reason I'd like to see the photograph is just to try to get to the bottom of whether the bird may have accidentally got itself entangled in a lot of sellotape, or whether someone just brutally cruel. Nicola, it is a very good point, very well raised by yourself, because cruelty to animals is something that we want to stamp out totally, utterly and completely. And if someone has been cruel to that little bird, then we will highlight it. If it got wrapped up in sellotape that had been discarded, there's an issue to highlight there as well, because people shouldn't be throwing litter. It could be an example of a bird dying as a result of what you have discarded. Nicola, hopefully you'll get your email system sorted and we'll have a look. But thank you very, very much indeed.